I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are facing increasing amounts of persecution around the world. North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Laos, Vietnam, and Iran are the nations with the worst records for religious freedom. That isn't stopping Farms International from helping in many creative access nations. Farms' Joe Richter says they help families out of poverty through entrepreneurial loans.
We work in at least five countries that you would consider very limited access. And our purpose there is to strengthen the local church to do evangelism and also missionary work out from those countries.
Next, 5 years ago, a rash of bombings throughout Indonesia claimed the lives of at least 19 people, mostly Christians. A Muslim group will be doing their part to ensure this doesn't happen again. According to the Jakarta Post, volunteers from Indonesia's largest Islamic group, Nahdlatul Ulama, will be guarding churches. Radicals are attacking churches because of the rapid growth in recent years. Those attacks and the killing of two schoolgirls recently were linked to Al-Qaeda. And for Central Asian kids who have no mom or dad, it's wonderful to know that they can have a father in heaven who loves them. Next month, Bible Mission International teams will be taking both toys and the gospel to children in Kazakhstan and Ukraine. Bible Mission's Malcolm Smith.
We are hopefully going to be ministering to thousands of kids in orphanages that have not heard about Jesus before. The issue that we want to help children understand is why we celebrate Christmas. And it's great for them to get a package, but unless they ask a question about who gave the package and why they gave the package, anybody could do that.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To get your free copy, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.